Yesu yobazibonye abaruganda.
Amen. Thank you so much, brethren.
Wasibye mutya mugira mukama wafu Yesu.
How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus?
Urambure butya.
And how is your life?
Buriza ku neighbor wewe.
Greet for us your neighbor.
Mwagalize ebirungi ebyomwoyo n'ebyomubiri.
Wish them the better things from the Holy Spirit.
Sabire sala nge enoga.
Pray them a prayer which is honk.
Mukama agenda kuba agitunulamu era okugituukiriza.
God is going to be hearing and answering it.
Kuba omaze omusabira esaala eyo.
If you finish praying that prayer for them.
Omubuuze olowooza bamalayika baba batudde mu Yerusaalemu boogerako ki?
Ask of them if angels are staying in Jerusalem, what are they speaking of?
Wali ayagaliza munne ebibi oba bonna beyagaliza birungi?
Is anyone wishing another evil or they wish themselves good?
Era nabo baana ba Katonda.
They too are children of God.
Nafe bwe tugamba okukola ebikolebwa mu ggulu.
We too if we say two things in heaven.
Era nga bwe tutudde nabo bwe batyo batuula mu Yerusalemu.
As we see that they too sit like this in Jerusalem.
Naye teri ayagaliza munne ebibi.
No one wishes another evil thing.
Beyagaliza birungi byere.
Only wish good things to themselves. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Enange bagalize ebirungi byokka.
I wish you only good things. Let evil be upon the evil.
Kubanga nga balemedde mu butali butuukirivu tofina kya kubakolera.
Stuck on unrighteousness. We have nothing to do with them.
Omulamuzi asasula buli omu nga ebikolwa bye biri asigala asasula bwati.
The judge pays each as their works are remains paying.
Nga tutanula okubasabira ebirungi tebibatuuka.
Even though we pray good things to them, they never come past to them.
Kubanga balemera mu bikolwa ebibi.
For they insist on being in good works.
Tuyinza okubasabira beenenye batandike okukola ebikolwa eby'obutuukirivu.
What we can pray for them is to repent, do works of righteousness.
Bagabane ku mugabo gw'obutuukirivu.
That they share of the portion of righteousness.
Mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amanya n'eddoboozi.
And by name and voice.
Omutume Ronald Hope Witness.
Apostle Ronald Hope Witness.
Wamu ne musumba.
Together with Pastor Bosa.
N'omusomi waffe wa Bible.
Bible reader, teacher Isaac.
Kubagala nnyo mwenda mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
We love you all in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Abawaddeyo okunoonya Katonda.
They committed themselves to seek God.
Nga tusinziira mu kitabo ekitukuvu.
As we base in his holy book.
Ekyatuweebwa okuva mu ekyo ekiri mu ggulu.
Which was given us from the copy within heaven.
Okusinziira ku bikulu esula ey'okutaano.
According to Revelation 5.
N'ey'omukaaga.
And Revelation 6.
Nga tulina ekitabo kino Bible ekitukuvu.
Have his holy book the Bible.
Nga tukijja mu kiri eky'omu ggulu.
And we get it from the original within heaven.
Omu ku bamalayika abaakumanya ekitabo kino.
One of the angels who gathered this book,
and
they are led by the Holy Spirit, Angel Gabriel. He told Daniel in Daniel 10, from verse 19 to 21, I have come here to make you aware of scriptures from the Holy Scriptures. What he moved on to reveal us was getting them from scriptures from heaven. He was saying that we seek the Lord within the scriptures which can be trusted. They which came right from heaven, which are read by angels, and all the creations in heaven. As we are down, we seek through them. Now we are together with the heavens. Praise Jesus so much. All who have committed to seek the Lord, as we
base
in his holy book, God bless you so much.
They will
pass through our social mediums. All we love you so
much.
And we wish you more than conquerors. In the name of the Lord Jesus. We are going to be moving on with the skills of the devil unto God and to his church.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
And
we don't want any person to fail to head back to our home in heaven because of the skills of the devil.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
For
we came hearing
that never
let his captives go back their homes. According to Isaiah
14,
verse 15 to 17, never let his captives go back to their home. But we know our home country, Philippians 3:20 says our home is in heaven. But the confusions of the schemes of the devil
hindered
many to head back home, and they get lost along the way. Praise Jesus.
According
to what we read in Jeremiah 22, verses 10, that people die and people weep for them, but what they weep for, they don't even understand it. But the Bible says what makes us weep is that they have not gone back to their home country in the kingdom of heaven, and they've gotten lost within hell, and after getting from there, the much tribulations which will be on the earth, it will be upon them. And after that, there will be judgment. And they will be cast in the lake of fire to be melted. Like written in Ezekiel 22, 18 to down. Let's fight so much. When we learn the skills of the devil, we get an escape from his prisons, that we can get back to our home. And according to Ecclesiastes, Ecclesiastes chapter 9, there appeared this mighty king who put many prisons on this earth. That is the devil. And they are together with Jezebel. But there appeared a man despised. That is the Lord Jesus. And he brought words which can set us free. Many never lay their hearts towards them. But the one who lays his hearts onto them and believes them is the one who grants the right to become a child of God, that they can get back home in heaven.
See,
Jesus himself came to proclaim the year of our freedom, the year of our freedom. We who have been captured and bound to be escaped from the prisons. In the way we move on to reveal these schemes to us of the enemy, the devil. And it said in the book of John, he came to destroy the works of the evil one, the devil. The destruction of those works is to take away those prisons. When he gave us the authority in Matthew 10, we to move on to hound the devil.
And
we chase demons, we heal disease, we preach the kingdom of heaven. Now, in the same way, even today we are still moving on to reveal the skin of the devil unto God, unto his charge. And we still reveal the secret of the number 666. And we move on to see the second six, of which is responsible by Jezebel. The first fallen angel to fall and join on the devil,
she's
known as the mother of all abominations on earth, every adulteries of forsaking the Lord.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But we've been looking unto the seven heads which are upon the beast on which she's seated.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
And
then we are moving on to wind up the second head, which is known as the spiritual wickedness, the sorcery and witchcraft which bewitched all families in the world. And they gave us gods of the clans and different families. And we got confused. And we were attacked when they based on that head or on that mountain. This head or mountain, which is on the beast, it's the same head which the devil used in the seasons before he was bound. Before he handed the authority to Jezebel.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Now,
even today, we have aspect to move on see upon the second head. One of the major things we're going to be looking on today is the chasing of the fallen angels from heaven. In those seasons, they had liberty, and they deceived on earth and they ran back to heaven. And that they who appeared as demons of the clans, when they were chased from heaven, they went on to strengthen and establish their grip to remain as gods over families, or small gods, even though they are not them.
bakatonda abatono tulina kubaffe abakkiriza
katondaobulamu
n'ekyo nakyo kiri awo kigambo kya
bulimukikozesebwa
nti bakatonda
abatono
abalina okuba bakatonda abatono yeffe
abakkiriza
katonda omukulu era
yatuzaala
kubanga katonda azaalaani
kale
abo bennyini nabo bennyini si bakatonda baayagala kutwala linnya bafuneko ku maanyi
ag'obwakatondanaye
nedda tebali.
But they are not. Truly, they would never and they're never small gods.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus so much.
But
we are moving on upon this issue. But like we first told you, in Revelation
13,
verses 1 and 2, we are told this.
Neguyimirira ku musenyi gw'ennyanja, nenda ensolo ng'eva mu nnyanja. Erina amayembe 10 n'emitwe 7.
Ensolo eno
this beast
erina amayembe 10.
It has 10 horns
n'emitwe 7
and 7 heads.
Yes, you was right.
Praise Jesus so much.
Naye nga jukira tukyatunulidde emitwe egyo 7.
Remember, we're still looking at these 7 heads.
Ezimanyiddwa nga ensozi omusanvu.
Which are known as the 7 mountains.
Omwenzi gwatulofuga amawanga gonna.
The dark beast sits reign over all nations.
Yes, you was right.
Praise Jesus.
Naye nga ensolo.
But the beast.
Gena maso n'okugitegeera ng'obwakabaka bwa
Satan. We want to understand it as the kingdom of the devil.
So tolowooza nti ensolo eno eyabulijjo egenda va mu nnyanja
don't think a physical beast is going to come out of the waters
nga oba erina emitwe egifaanana bwegi
that it has heads appearing like that
ebigambo ebyo byakyama
those words are very mystical
naye eri ffe leero
but not to us today
n'eri abatuwuliriza
to our listeners
nga bewaddeyo okufuna okumanya okujjudde
and have given themselves to get the full knowledge
ekikyali kyama gye tuli
no more a mystery to us
kubanga tumanya ensolo kye ki
for we know what the beast is
sinzira mu Danieli esula eno ey'omusanvu
according to Daniel
7:23-27.
Let's read and get that mystery as we move on to know the second head. What concerns the spirit of wickedness and to take over the falsehoods of the fallen angels they who had made themselves gods over families or of different clans and they move on to confuse this world. That head too we cut it off and it falls off the beast. It's not only going to get a wound this time but we are going to totally cut off all the heads until we fix the beast in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let's read Daniel.
Daniel esula y'omusanvu olunyi lwa 23.
Daniel 7 from verse 23.
Nayogera bw'ati nti ensolo ey'okuna eriba obwakabaka obw'okuna mu nsi obutalifaanana ng'obwakabaka bwonna era obulirya ensi zonna era bulizisambirira era bulizimenyaamenya n'amayembe ago 10
tujja kulaba byamayembe.
We shall see for standing the horns.
Yes, you will see.
Praise Jesus. They have told the beast. It means the kingdom. We should put down all nations to trample them. People walk under actions which are like of animals. And they have been reigned over. And they could never lift up their heads.
To
think of the situations of their lives. Praise Jesus.
But
we've been hearing. Revelation 13 they have told us. Beast has 7 heads. The 7 heads in Revelation 12 they are the same heads which the devil himself has. One who is known as the old serpent. Let's read right there and we hear. Revelation 12 from verses 1.
N'akabonero akanene ne kalabika mu ggulu omukazi ng'ayambadde enjuba n'omwezi nga guli wansi w'ebigere bye ne ku mutwe gwe nga kuliko engule ey'emmunyeenye 12 era ng'ali lubuto n'akaaba ng'alumwa era ng'abalagalwa okuzaala ne walabika akabonero akalala mu ggulu era laba ogusota ogumyufu ogunene ogulina emitwe omusanvu n'amayembe 10.
Jesus. This is the old serpent. According to verse 7. Revelation 12. Who is known as the devil. The deceiver of the entire world. And he too see has seven heads. Now the word is seven heads. And the seven mountains with the devil sat on before he was in prison. When he gave authority to Jezebel, he too she moved on to sit on the same mountain, that he can reign over all nations, just as the devil reigned over them. The devil reached to tell even the Lord Jesus that the world was given to me, and
he
based on those mountains reign over all nations, just as the kingdom is
existing,
and puts in place a main base.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
You know,
every kingdom has a mounted a base on rain. Like you see the Buganda kingdom. Where is your base you claim to be Buganda?
You may be Baganda
in blood or the body as it was. But we are
not.
We went back to the holy priesthood in heaven. Praise Jesus. Even the devil is like that.
And
most of the kingdoms are within his hand. But like we told you, that when the devil was imprisoned,
as
he was imprisoned, he gave the authority to Jezebel. And according to verse 4, verse 2, Revelation 13, we are told
this. N'ensolo gye nalaba yali efaanana ng'engo, n'ebigere byayo ng'ebya ddubu, n'akamwa kaayo ng'akamwa k'empologoma, n'ogusota gwe gwagiwa amaanyi gaayo, n'entebe yaayo ey'obwakabaka.
Now the throne of this kingdom of the devil, those are the seven mountains you hear of, the seven heads you hear of, which move on to explain you. Anytime you hear the throne of the kingdom of the devil, and you begin to imagine and know that there are seven, these thrones, where he bases reign over all nations. And what surprises most, in those seasons back, Jesus had just come on this earth, when he was just born, he was tormented and haunted by the devil. But he went to be hidden in one of his bases.
Yes,
praise Jesus. One of the bases was in Egypt. If you want to hide something from an enemy, you hide at their exact place where they live. They look it for in your place, but you have hidden it in their place. That's why Jesus was hidden in Egypt, where the devil himself was coming from. Now he was looking for him in Israel, yet he was in Egypt, his own. Praise Jesus. What we try to tell you, according to Luke chapter 4, let's read there and we hear. Why have we explained before moving on? He reigned over the world. But because he was bound, he
handed
authority to Jezebel. Now Jezebel, based on the same mountain,
reign
over and share this world very well. Not to let any captive head back to heaven. Strengthen the number 666.
Yes.
Praise Jesus. Let's read in Luke.
Luke 4
from verses 1.
Awo Yesu yajjula omwoyo omutukuvu n'akomawo ng'ava ku Yoludaani. Omwoyo n'amutwala mu ddungu n'amala ennaku 40 ng'akemuwa Setaani. So teyalyanga kintu mu nnaku ezo. Awo bwe zaggwa enjala n'emuluma. Setaani n'amugamba nti, oba oli mwana wa Katonda, Gamba ejjinja lino lifuuke emmere.
Katubuuke mutugende ku lw'omukaaga.
Luka nnya mukaaga. Setaani n'amugamba nti, "Nnaakuwa ggwe obuyinza buno bwonna n'ekitiibwa kyamu, kubanga naweebwa nze."
Tetujja tutegeera bulungi, tuve ku lw'okutaano.
Luka nnya ttaano. N'amulinnyisa n'amulaga obwakabaka bwonna obw'omu nsi mu kaseera katono. Setaani n'amugamba nti, "Nnaakuwa ggwe obuyinza buno bwonna n'ekitiibwa kyamu, kubanga naweebwa nze."
Owulidde ekyaliwo?
You hear what happened?
Yamugaa ggwe kasitoni sinza.
You told him if you just worship me.
Bwakabaka bw'ensi ndowooza
obulabi. Omanyi
naye ayolesa.
You know he too, he gets visions.
Era yamwolesa. Bagambye
n'amulaga
okwolesebwa okwakaseera.
He showed him in an instant vision.
Agati ggwe oba obadde omanyi buli kye weeyolesebwa kya Mukama
weegendereza. You get a vision is of God, be careful.
Naye n'amwolesa.
He envisioned him.
Kitiibwa kya nsi yonna.
The glory of the entire world.
Namugamba gwe kasitoni sinza.
He told him if you worship me,
nga nkikuwa,
I will give it to you.
Naye nno ogiwate nannyini yate.
How do you give that, give it to its owner?
Yesu yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Naye nga abantu ffe twagenda mu maaso n'okuwasa Setaani.
People, it's us who handed the world the devil.
Naye bwe yabanga afuga mu BC yonna.
When he reigned within the entire BC,
Yesu nga tannakuzaalibwa ku nsi.
Before the birth of Christ on earth.
Yalinga asinziira ku nsozi ezo
musanvu. He was basing on the seven mountains.
Naye olw'okuba twawulidde.
But because we heard.
Nti obuyinza yabukwasa Jezebeli atudde ku nsozi.
Forwarded to Jezebel who sits on the beast.
Naye Jezebeli asinziira ku nsozi ze zimu ofuga ensi eno.
Jezebel based on the same mountain reign over the entire world.
Era n'obutata musibe yenna kudda mu nsi
yewaabwe. And a captive head back to their home.
Era nga mu nsozi zino.
And in these mountains.
Bazisinziiramu kumalira abantu biseera.
They based on them to waste people's time.
Era n'obutakkiriza muntu yenna kuyimusa mutwe kulowooza mu ggulu.
Not accept and lift their heads to think of heaven.
Tuvula bwe tugamba nti baawe ebika nga bayita mu bulogo bw'omusi omwo.
That's why when we say that they captured clans with the path through spiritual wickedness.
Ne batandika okubawa bakatonda aba family
biki. They began to give you gods over families.
Oba tokyalina kulowooza nnyo kunene katonda
oyo. You no more have a time to think more of the other gods.
Ali mu ggulu.
Who is in heaven.
Era otandika kumwekwasa bwekwasa.
And you begin to just hold on him.
Ugaba twekwase mukama.
And you claim let's commit ourselves to God.
Era mutandika okwogera katonda gyali.
And you begin to speak God is there.
Nebyekika
kya funa. Even our clan things are existing.
Nabyo weebiri.
They too, they are existing.
Okiraba.
You see that?
Ye gyali naye nebino weebiri.
God is there, but these our clan things are there.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Sabo Uganda.
Now, brethren,
tulowooze nnyo engeri gye tuyinza onunula abalala.
Let's think so much about redeem.
Kubanga abangi abafiide ku lusozi
luno. Most have died upon this mountain.
Oba omutwe guno ogwokubiri.
Oh, this second head.
Obulogo bw'omusi omwoyo.
The spiritual wickedness.
Obumanyiddwa ng'obusamize.
Which is known as sorcery.
Obwetobeseemu ebintu bingi munda mu
gwo. Within it many other things.
Mulimu obulogo, mulimu obusezi, mulimu ebintu bingi.
Night dancing and many other things.
Ebyetobese mu kintu ekyo obulogo bw'omusi omwoyo.
Mixed up within the spiritual wickedness.
Mulimu casting of spells.
There is casting of spells.
Mulimu okweraguza n'okutabikatabika eddagala mu ngeri ez'enjawulo.
There is so staying and speaking with mediums.
Kukabintu biri awo.
They are all into this.
Zikuloka ne bakusiba amagezi
gonna. They bewitch and bind all your mind.
Naye nga bw'otunulira ku bikwa 17.
When you look at Revelation 17.
Onyi no romwenda.
That verses 9.
Katulisome tuwulire.
Let's read and see.
Kubikulisuleyo 17 n'olunyiriro lw'omwenda.
Revelation 17 verses 9.
Awo we wali omwoyo ogulina amagezi. Emitwe omusanvu z'ensozi omusanvu omukazi z'atuddeko.
Ono kasita atuula ku nsozi zino.
If this sits on these mountains.
Okufuga obufuzi amawanga gonna kiba kyangu.
Reigning over nations it's very easy.
Kubanga twasooka okulaba.
But we first saw.
Olusozi olw'ebyomwoyo by'ekkanisa ez'obulimu.
The mountain of the spiritual false church system.
Olwoba nange siri wangu.
That one is not easy at all.
Kubanga twalaba ebirimu nga byefaananyiza ng'ebyokusinza Katonda omulamu.
So what was in it as if it appeared like worshiping the living God.
Kubanga olusozi olwo luzibu nnyo.
And that mountain is very hard.
Bw'oba tolina kigambo kya Katonda
omulamu. If you don't have the word of God within you.
Ekijjudde.
Which is full.
Ogenda mu maaso n'okukebera olusozi olwo.
And you move on to check out that mountain.
N'okuluwona.
And to escape and get safe from it.
Mwe muli amadini n'enzikiriza eza buli
ngeri. Which are religions and different beliefs.
Yesu yebazibu.
Praise Jesus. Amen.
Kankan tunulidde olusozi n'olw'obulogo bw'omusi.
Right now we look at the mountain of spiritual wickedness. The second mountain.
Orulimu oburogo.
Within which there is witchcraft and sorcery of every type. Captured different clans upon the earth. And they claim to be gods over them. And they say the one of heaven we just hold and claim him.
They
who totally got corrupted. You don't tell them the God in heaven. What are you speaking about? And the other was, they shouldn't think of the God in heaven. When they saw another with a little wisdom, this God perhaps is there the most high. And they say, he is there, but who we are, gods of your clan, the gods of your only clan. Now you pass through us to access the other. Yet it was all falsehood.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
When he sits on these mountains, they can fulfill verse 15 in Revelation
17:15. Nagamba nti amazzi ge walabye omwezi watudde be bantu n'ebibiina n'amawanga n'ennimi.
If she bases on the seven mountains,
she
already went over all nations, clans, and languages. She can use every language, every tongue upon the earth. Every nation, every group of people have gathered.
And
if you make a group like this,
a
group which is beyond one or two people, you must be very careful. If you're still one, you are a bit harder to that person. For they know two are better than one. If you're still one, they light you by the same. You have no one to strengthen you. Now they get worried for anything they can get you out. When you make a group of two,
you have
power, this supports you. Pass this one, they speak and make you more foolish. There is the group of people he wants to work
in.
Even Jesus tells us to fight that.
Where
two, three gather for my sake, I'm in the midst.
He moved
to fight the works of the devil.
And
we have to gather for his sake. The devil gathers people, but they have gathered for his sake. You find two people have gathered in rumor-mongering. And they have gathered for that. And the works of the devil. Now you must be careful of those words.
Yes,
you must praise Jesus.
And
I told you, we see the second head, spiritual wickedness.
We're going to give you an introduction of the
seven heads.
Yes,
you
must
praise Jesus. We've studied the second head deeper, and we reached to see who are they claiming to be demons. These are the fallen angels. And they call themselves demons of your late relatives. For any person, they appear as their image, but they were not our dead relatives. But if you never head to hell, you go to heaven. If you are in hell, you can't come back on earth. According to Luke 16:25. Praise Jesus. Explained is how these fallen angels were chased from heaven. Yet in BC they came on earth and they went back to live in heaven. According to 1 Kings, verse 22. 1 Kings chapter 22. 1 Kings chapter 22. From verse
20. Mukama n'ayogera nti, ani anaasendasenda Akabu ayambuke era Mosigireyaadi agwe. Omu n'ayogera bw'atyo, omulala n'ayogera bw'atyo. Awo ne wafuluma omuzimu ne guyimirira mu maaso ga Mukama ne gwogera nti, Zina msenda senda.
Yes, you
praise
Amen.
Jesus. The fallen angels, all the seasons of BC, We saw the path of Christ on earth,
but
he was in heaven as we know it. Just as it's revealed in the full, praise Jesus.
Amen.
These fallen angels, they used to be in heaven, and they also came on earth. And when they reached on this earth, they moved on to lie that the demons of your forefathers. And in heaven, they were called evil spirits, and they were removed from they called angels,
or
ministering spirits to the saints. Praise Jesus. And they were joined upon a word, an evil spirit. Praise Jesus. Now most of the people got a problem, and they thought perhaps demons of the dead appear within heaven as we fellowship there. That's how they bound human beings on earth. When
they
read, an evil spirit came before the Lord.
But
according to verse 20, as they repeat it briefly,
Basekabaka ekisooka, esula ya 22. Mukama nayogera nti, ani anasenda Akabu, ayambuke era Mosgileyadi agwe. Omu nayogera bwatyo, omulala nayogera bwatyo.
Yes,
praise Jesus. When these angels had gathered, and the Lord asked, who will go to entice Ahab that he can call? Now the right angel spoke first, but what they spoke, it could never entice Ahab for one reason, for there was no falsehood and lying in it. But you say, now God, let's give him such and such a message. When he fails it, and he falls in that trap.
And
God said, you don't know amongst you there are con men who go on earth, and he waited for them also to come up.
Now,
one of them came and said, me, I'm going to do that. And asked him, how are you going to be doing that? Remember this word brings you to fulfill, to know the words within Job chapter 1, verses 6. Let's go and we hear.
Job chapter 1, verses
6.
Olunaku lwali lumu, abaana ba Katonda ne bajja okukiika maaso ga Mukama. Nesitaani naye najjira mu bo.
Owulidde kyalinga.
You hear what used to happen?
Nti abaana ba Katonda,
that when the sons of God,
abamanyiddwa nga bamalayika,
who are known as the angels,
abo be baana abalina okukulemberamu omwoyo wa Katonda.
They are the children to be led by the Spirit of the Lord.
According to
Romans 8:14, that they led by God's Spirit, they are the children of God.
Now within
them were angels who had already abandoned God, and they were no more led by God's Spirit, and they were independent. Praise Jesus. And they moved as the devil led them. When the devil came for fellowship, even the groups of fallen angels were in the midst of the fellowship.
Among
the holy angels who have gathered before God. And now you understand how it used to happen. Now they ask, who is going to do this for us? And the right angels begin to give their suggestions. And these ones, see, you don't know. We have our father, the liar. One of them came out and said, one of the fallen angels, he said, me, I will do that. How are you going to do that? Lord, you know this. I'm going to become a lying spirit. You see what you
say?
You see spirits which come on human heads to speak of the dead? They are not in our
different.
These are fallen angels who come not.
And he
begins to lie, I am your dead forefather. You come and burn me well. I am your uncle, I've come back. They followed mouth and human heads and they conned them. And in Genesis chapter 6, they were no more led by God's Spirit. These fallen angels, they were independent, and they came on earth. Let's read and we hear.
Tubereberye esule y'omukaaga n'olunyiriri olusooka. Tubereberye esule y'omukaaga n'olunyiriri olusooka. Awo abantu bwe basooka okweyongera ku nsi ne bazaala abaana ab'obuwala, abaana ba Katonda ne balaba abawala b'abantu nga balungi, ne bawasanga abakazi mu bonna be baalonda.
Kaakati
now
ekyaliwo kiri bwe kiri.
What happened is this,
nti mu biro ebyo,
that in those days
bano bamalayika abaagwa abamanyiddwa ng'abandi badde abaana ba Katonda,
these fallen angels who were to be known before as children of God,
okubanga tebakyawulirizabo mwoyo wa Katonda bakulemberamu,
began not to allow the spirit of the Lord lead them,
abagoberera ebikolwa bya Sitaani,
and they followed the acts of the devil,
by'okujja ku nsi okugitambula tambula mu kuwamba amatwale,
up and down the earth and capture territories,
okwekwata ebika,
to toll and do the clans.
And he
saw the other clan doesn't know
so
much of their forefathers, and the demon comes on a human head of the living. I am your uncle, I am your grandfather, and you begin it right there.
Era bwe
kyabatambuzatambuza
ng'ensi,
what moved them
kulaba ebikata ne babiwamba ne family,
to see how they captured clans and families.
Kati bano nabo bamalayika abandi badde abaana ba Katonda.
Now these angels were to be children of God.
Ne batandika okuwamba ebika ne bawasaya n'okuwasaga.
They reached to fall captured clans and began to marry in them.
Era nga mulimu n'omwana atumbibwa erinnya.
And there is a child
ng'afumbiddwa emizimu.
Who was named the name and they have gotten married and espoused to demons.
Eh? Si bwe kuli n'olwali.
Is it even that today?
Si mu Africa mukka,
not in Africa, in the entire world. That is why you see, even the Queen of England is
here. One is espoused
to fallen angels straight. And before she does any other occasion, she has to first do that with those fallen angels.
That they call
the priest who is married
in
him. He has to go and have intercourse with fallen angels before.
Then kati eno kungulu ne kikola bulungi,
and now it works for them now
kuma yemizo jabwe n'ebintuntu
byabwe the abominations which they have to do before.
Era okuwasa okweri okufumbirwagana kw'abantu ne bamalayika abaagwa,
the marriage of pure with fallen angels,
oba bibayita emizimu
gy'ekika, demons of the clans,
yatandikire mu lubereberye sura ya mukaaga
kutandikwa eriwa Genesis 6 in the beginning. Far
kati gwobo badde oliya musimanyo waliwo ne mumu abayina amannya mbu
simanyo, some of you had names,
simanyo mwafumbirwa emizimu,
you are espoused to demons
musinzira ku mannyaga
according to your names.
Kati ndowooza otegedde ebintu bino gye bifa,
I think you understood where these things come from.
Gwobo badde omanyi mwanyoko yafumbirwa mundi simanyo jajjawo,
if you thought I hear your sister married your father is with fallen angels.
Bano bibatawanye singa bajjanga emisoto egikozesa abantu,
brought the world coming with snakes having intercourse with human beings. Those are your forefathers.
Kakati ogwo mutwe oba olusozi olw'obulogo.
Now that mountain of witchcraft.
Balusinira konyo ne bafuga amawanga bulungi nnyo nga tokyeta. Tosaadde okutoroka.
Reign over nations that you can't escape.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Naye nga bwe batwe baakolanga.
That is how they used to do.
Because n'okulaga amaanyi.
Even to manifest power.
Era nga baatandikuteekawo obulombolombo,
and they began to put norms in place.
Nga bw'obumenya balaga amaanyi ne bakukuba.
When you broke them, they will manifest power and beat you for that.
Ne bagamba walidde ensolo gye twakugaane.
And they said you ate an animal which is our totem.
Ate nga jjukira ekintu ekyo kiba kya buvuzi, baba bavuula Katonda.
That thing is blasphemous. They are blaspheming God.
Okusinza mu lubereberye sura y'omwenda.
According to Genesis 9.
Obutonde buna mba mulina kulya nva.
All creations we have to eat them as sauce.
Okujja ku musayi gwokka.
Except the blood.
Kati bo okuba balina nyabo gundi oli omuvuzi oli nga
yakulembera. The mother who is the chief blasphemer.
Nina we mizo jonna
jezebe.
Ah, abagambira we ensoro balina zetira.
She tells them they must take animals as their totems.
Tino omuntu n'ayinza okuva agende mu ggulu nga n'ekyo kyokka ekyekikaje ngu yeddira gundi nakyo kibusibe bwali.
Human being will not reach even that the things of their clan has held them for that.
Ng'amanyira obumanyizi Katonda mbu ye yeddira kino.
They familiarize God that this is my totem. God asked, when did I tell you not to eat it? That's why the Holy Priesthood showed up things of heaven from the nation Israel. They had nothing like their totem. They hate everything. Did you hear any clan that it had a totem? All that I tell you, it's captivity.
Even
the names the Lord we have, Master Muchibi,
Elisha Muchibi,
the name Muchibi, it's always there to abuse God. That's why there is Ronald Hope Witness. I had them, they used to call me Rubowa. I used to say, what is Rubowa? I begin to have a creation, we are related to them. We shall see them in the social system of relations. That head is not easy also. Pastor Muchibi that may understand.
You will not get anger.
For if it was you, you would have gotten angered over speaking of your name.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
But
it has to be behind it. You must have a totem behind what's of God, which don't eat all of them.
No,
the captivity for me, human being as them, in totally be setting free, it's not easy. You go from here on the door of heaven, never call you Pastor Muchibi. You have new names there. They leave the name of the pastor of heaven, and it's what God gave us gifts. You know, in heaven, every name given is a spiritual gift. That's why in the world that named the
devil,
if they give a name,
as if they give a gift,
and they make a feast. It's a very major occasion for that. We shall see that in the other head. You'll see how the exchange happens. Already, you come from heaven, they give you another name of another clan on earth. The name of heaven, God speaks of
Jeremiah.
That I knew you, I called you prophet before you were in another womb, they blot it away. What's in his head? You wondered why some
pastors
fall again? For he still has the other name, Chiganda. He fights with something, but doesn't know what he's fighting with. He makes
the delivery
service, but the Chiganda never leaves him. Praise Jesus. The truth is deep. For when we enter salvation, and we try to talk those names from ourselves, of the clans, still Jezebel forces to see you remain in it. For when they reach to register the national IDs, they tell you, you must go bring your name of your tribe that we know your mother and your father. They tell you to bring your baptism letter to prove. Now as we are on the wedding, me had already removed my clan name from myself. I had put another name. And you know what Jezebel did? You must bring your national IDs and your baptism letters. What's in the national letter? It's what they register in you. Now there is something. We are not going to fight with those things, my friend. We shall write them. After a little moment, we shall look for money. One by one, you go in the government, you proclaim, I change the names. Why stuff is of God? Don't argue with them. I changed the names. You know, when you fight national IDs, they may say that we are enemies. And we write it very well. When you reach there, they use other clothes and they contradict themselves.
You know the traps
after they contradict themselves. They have no wisdom well. Their wisdom is wrong.
Now,
we shall not argue with them. You register it well and it finishes. After you go change the names. And you pay money.
Well,
Caesar himself troubled their heads.
Mr. Money
troubled them. You
gave
them their Caesar and their demons.
Yes.
Praise Jesus.
We
are moving on to explain you concerning these fallen angels. The way they brought themselves, made themselves spirits of the clans and they married within them. Even giving birth, they birthed things with human beings.
They bathed a snake, a lion, in the animals. Why is so? Nga manyaki. Nga Paulo. Amanyaga get Islam.
You know the Muslim
names.
You may find one name meaning
Farida.
Old.
Farida.
Idea Farida. Old. It means an old woman.
You
don't think it's a name. Yet you are an old woman. You may have a name, but it's of a cow. But we shall not go deep in that. You will search it yourself. They will tell you the meanings. There are even Western names which mean things.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
But they have told us that these
dudes
came in families and
began
to marry, to make
names
and mix their blood in the human beings. The joining of spirits with human beings. Fallen angels that at least the blood of them, the nature of sin in humanity.
That's
when people have intercourse with evil spirits in dreams, they begin to hate their husbands or wives.
It ceases
to have appetite when they see their spouse. For their situations, they experience in their dreams. Now those words, we explain them later.
Those
they call children of God who came miss the world. Corruption was so much of those days.
To
reaching, bringing the flood.
They,
we are not being led by God's spirit as children of God. They were being led by the devil. And the spirit Jezebel.
But
remember, this is known as the fallen spirit.
They
would have been an angel, would have been called a ministering spirit.
It was
called a fallen spirit.
Now, the
of the devil leading the world. Most of the rebellious children. The spirit working children of disobedience.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
And
they moved on to do this down here. In Job chapter 1, verse 6 to down.
Job chapter 1, from verse
6.
Olunaku lwali lumu abaana ba Katonda ne bajja okukiika mu maaso ga Mukama. Ne Setaani naye n'ajjira mu bo. Mukama n'agamba Setaani nti ovaawa. Awo Setaani n'addamu Mukama n'ayogera nti nva kuddingana mu nsi. Okutambula tambula omwo eruyi n'eruyi.
Obuuza ki?
What are you asking? Is it? I've been moving up and down.
The
was still led by the Spirit of the Lord. He was leading himself. Let me go on the world. Even children who heard Genesis 6, the fallen angels, they too were no more led by God's Spirit. And they left heaven without any command. And they came captured lands, nations, and languages. And they made blood with families deep. And they said, this is our family. And this is our clan. They didn't come from heaven with commands. They
said
to capture whoever had any sanity in them.
And
think of the living God. And
he
had to capture them from that mountain.
They
move around blue pool. What clan? Which has no. And they still have some seed of God in their heart. What can we do to penetrate into them?
People,
they have not been worshiping devils. And they begin to claim their forefathers are demanding them. And they see you escaping. They are insisting to capture you back. Let's look for our children and get it lost. And that you claim that the
clan is
demanding. Demand as they see you escaping to the living God. We have to demand them. Let's take away their jobs. Let's make them sick that they may come back to us.
We need to
beat more of those heads. Job chapter 1 verses 8.
Mukama n'agamba Setaani nti olowoozezza ku muddu wange Yobu. Kubanga tewali amufaanana mu nsi.
Yobu yas akyali mu
Job.
Akobuntu komuggu.
He's still having a sanity of heaven.
Atonda omulamu.
A living God.
Naye naye baali bamunoonyera.
But he too was big fault. And they say, but now, this job may cause the problem
for us.
And he opens people's eyes to see heaven. And they think of the living God. Let's seek for him. And they will say, leave him for me, let me go. Let me reach him myself. He has failed you a long time. Let me attack him myself. His family alone has no demons on earth. It has the peace of the clan. If you fail, let me handle him.
He said,
yet before his sons were the ones coming, the fallen angels.
This time,
he so came for Job.
He began to see
Job counseling people with wisdom and understanding.
We
have to look for a way we can tame him. And yet we get his clan spirits. He
requires
from these clan spirits. Every time in heaven shall we get good things alone.
A
strong man is refused to accept again. Let's hear.
Job chapter 1
verses 8.
Mukama n'agamba Setaani nti olowoozezza ku muddu wange Yobu, kubanga tewali amufaanana mu nsi. Omusajja yatuukirira era ow'amazima. Atya Katonda ne yeewala obubi.
Ekitaani ekyonga
kimuluma. Hated this comment. And when you say I've left things on my clan, are you so holy? And you begin to feel attachment in you. They begin to insist you still have your clan spirits. And it begins to accuse you still have the clan spirits. But take away your wife, second, you devil.
And you
Jezebel.
And those
fallen angels, your sons.
Yobu esola esoka norinyiri.
Job chapter 1 verses 9.
Awo Setaani n'addamu Mukama n'ayogera nti Yobu atiira bwerere Katonda.
You think Job fears you for nothing?
Oh,
you give him possessions and everything. Take them away from you and see. The devil knows. When they take away food from you, and they take our possessions away,
that
we feel we can almost stand with God. And we begin to hate God. And you begin you begin to go back to your clan because they were there rich. That's where they come
from.
Here the church fell flat on this issue.
But
when God was still testing the church, and
they
are still in the battling with the devil,
and
those people fear you because of the houses, you first wait to give them and we see. The man began
with,
if I go back to my clan things,
the
power of darkness, they have some money. Truly they drive cars. Now you begin to complain and do things which are not righteous. When we go to Job 2, we try to show you what happens in this confusion. And you want to run from the streets of this second mountain, where
they
have best to reign over nations, and the pastor never lifts the head to look to heaven.
When you
say that you run from the flood, you get poor, you get sick, and they begin to complain. Lord, I believe you, but I don't understand what is happening. Maybe I first go back. Things are not well.
Maybe
the other things beat me in the night.
Yet
you God said they never built you in the world. And began to make all your garden not grow good. And you began to complain to God. Remember, God called again. Never knew how to stand well.
And
expect God this more power. Yet they are weak if you had knowledge. If you understood they are fallen angels.
Job 2, verses
1.
Awo nate unaku lwali lumu abaana ba Katonda ne bajja okukiika mu maaso ga Mukama, ne Setaani naye n'ajjira mu bo okukiika mu maaso ga Mukama. Mukama n'agamba Setaani nti, ovaawa. Setaani n'addamu Mukama n'ayogera nti, nva kuddingana mu nsi n'okutambulatambula omwo wano ne wali.
On the mountains reigned over the nations.
He
moved with a group of fallen angels. You spy on this side in Africa. Spy in Europe. You go to America. You pass in Asia. And he will divide them.
See,
who is trying to lift the head to think of God. They have to align their clan spirits.
Go
act as their dead fathers and appear to them. They shouldn't accept them to get wisdom in them. Now, the first time you knew how it happened on Job, every possession in her, tangible, which appears with her eyes, it was taken away. Right from the wealth of the body and his children. Now Job refused to reject God, to believe the things of the clans. This time the devil comes the second time. He says, where it's reached, fresh for flesh, life for life. You know, even that you played in the Matatu game, when you
are
in the health system, it's life. You give out your life in the Matatu game.
Job chapter 2 verse
3.
Mukama n'agamba Setaani nti, olowoozezza ku muddu wange Yobu.
You know God is the gentle God.
Okay.
He said, have you considered and seen my servant Job?
Atulimu Yobu. Esula ya kubiri. Yobu esule yokubiri noru nyiriri orokusatu.
Job chapter 2 verse 3.
Mukama nagamba Setani nti olowoozezza ku muddu wange Yobu. Kubanga tewali mu nsi amufaanana. Omusajja yatuukirira era ow'amazima. Atya Katonda ne yeewala obubi. Era akyanywezezza obutayonoona bwe. Newankubadde nga wasaakiriza gy'ali okumuzikiririza obwereere.
Oyinza okubeera ng'olina emitawanajjukira
newankubadde nga Sitaani yasibibwa naye okuli oli omakwasigalira
Jezebeli
n'okusaakiriza
saakiriza.
Olabe muwe mu bwavu omunyeze
olabe.
Now you
begin to complain to God yourself.
Ask God,
what is going on?
Is
anyone inciting you off against me? He said, leave me for 2 years. When
it is
nothing like 5,000,
see
what
he
is going to shift from salvation.
He is
for miracles, but stop giving them to him. It involves inciting things here, that you may go back to things of the clan. His family had
resisted.
We are not on the things, we are on the living God. And they incited them against him. That's why most religions were converted back to those clan things. They told them, you must align us first and believe you worship God. You see that? When you first align your clan spirit and their things, and you enter to be a priest, you become a priest. Don't think it's only religions. Men who are false pastors, false prophets, they to go aligned with the things. After aligning them, and they claim to capture whatever is upon you. Yet is the making, is one making money. They made a deal with them and they are making money with them. You will find him teaching demons himself.
Topics
concerning the devil. They have to appear as we are studying now. But there you are handling one demon for another. Understood things, but to get to know demons, their names and now what they do.
Atuli mu Yobu esule yokubiri n'olunyiriri olw'okuna.
Job chapter 2 verses 4.
Setani naddamu Mukama nayogera nti eddiba olw'eddiba.
It's for life now.
Weewaawo byonna omuntu by'alina alibiwaayo olw'obulamu bwe.
Let me tell you human beings. You don't not understand them. You never explain to God. Yet God may be God who created never understand
this.
He sent me
up
feeding people a long time. Concerning their life, the rest they can give it out. If it is faith, it's their life. No. If it's death, they will abandon you, God, go to their clan things. When they go, you take his life to get sick. There he will go back to the devil. And he said no. But God remains saying that at the last point, in the fire, remain confessing God.
Amen.
You know the message of Abednego. Whether he saves us from the fire or not, he is God.
They refused.
You know, and they fought with demons of Babylon and they wanted to make them kneel for them. And they were standing strong. And they say, you know this man, we need to light a fire for them. And we molded an idol there.
Whoever
never worships, we throw them in the fire. We have to touch their lives now.
These
times they have to reject their God.
Bow
down to our clan things.
What
are the clan things? The fallen angels. And the men insisted.
Whether he saves us or never saves us,
he is God. He is God.
Amen. I tell you that
in this mountain you need to be someone who is hard-hearted.
And your heart is so hard
towards the side of the devil, you're hard-hearted. The head is a head which is head, a strong head.
Amen.
And they also, when they try,
they
try to shake the head of yours, they cannot. You know, they have a sign. If they appear on human heads, they first mess up their minds and brains, and they shake their heads like that. Now they touch your head in the spiritual realm, and they cannot shake it. They want to change the brain. It's stiff. It's nothing. It's not moving.
They
change the
mind,
but you've tightened it.
Bible says that tighten the
of your wisdom. Hold it tight. They touch you and it's not easy. They reach life. They say, take it, it's not you with my life. We shall beat you, get to the clan, we shall kill you. You die first. And you have insisted. But if you begin to quake and
fear,
and you begin to imagine the ones who died after they left the clan, and they begin to make holes within you. You know, when we see the healthy sector, you reach your prayer
matter
and you give away your life. And they are playing upon your life.
And
you reach on the life that you have played so far, 300,000. Things are out there. Even games and sports, you will see that. Where you give out your hearts, the man puts a master, which is the devil, in the matter to him, and they ask for your heart.
And you
hit it the heart.
You
fall down. They have a joker with Jezebel. They play upon life. The one is a joking thing, but you're selling it real. There is a lot of drama there.
Man
asks you with a spade which is going to use bury you. If you have a master, you ask for a dice, diamond. You ask for a demon. Give me your they are asking for your spirit now. You know, for them, they are not in the spiritual, they are in the things, others. Things are in those things. Now, the seven they used to cut you down and you say you're
abused.
You are not filled with seven spirits of God, they cut you. It's in the games there. Those mountains are not easy. That you have some understanding in you.
He
never lets you go back home and joke with the devil. They will never know him, he has much power. That's why the Bible says he speaks knowledge, speaks authority.
Anytime
you speak knowledge, you have much power. And the devil fears you when you speak right knowledge. Even though you never chase him, he runs himself. The man knows. He did not attack him and he beats me. That's why Job knew many things. God revealed him through visions and dreams. And he knew. And the contentions were much on earth. They are contending with the devil because of knowledge.
And he
says, bring out all knowledge, arguing with everything, arguing with the knowledge of God.
Tuli mu Yobu essula ey'okubiri n'olunyi lwa kutaano.
Job chapter 2 verse 5.
Naye kaakano golola omukono gwo okome ku magumba ge ne ku mubiri gwe.
Kwatako ku mubiri gwe olabe body of his and see.
Era alikweganira mu maaso go.
Agenda kwega.
And he will curse you before your friends.
Ngabo che babale kintu kimu buli muntu ku nsa yino kwega.
Every person on earth has to reject God.
Abe ko byakiriza ebyabwe bali batadde
their own things they put in place.
Ebya family
ku the things of the families.
Kula banga ku bya family birwana gana mutobera ku bya family biri
no not for the things of the family fighting you that don't be on the others.
Wabu na byo biye wakira mu ngeri ya
they support themselves.
Era bo gena mu bya family biyeno ngabakoba yo kwete ku kuste bakutoza biyeno ngabakusindikira.
Of decide they chase you not among them they send you in your own.
The way they
build their kingdom. Fight in all things but concerning lands.
No.
When you go in another clan, they chase you from there. Go back to your own clan.
Because
so the division's already there. Now you want to join here. And they say, go back to your own clan. But that, I hear their blood. You ask the ones of these ones, yellow blood, and the other is black, and the other is black and yellow, purple blood. Is there your own blood you have? The question is, let's stop making foolish us of ourselves. Now you are aware of what clan before you came in the Holy Priesthood. Your blood was of what? Was it black? What about your blood? This was of which clan? Your blood is of what? Color. Now the blood of your clan, how do you separate it? On demons.
It's
not real.
It's
the blood of the
what are you? Omuchika,
you have what color of blood? The Munyankole has one blood.
Oh, the Musoga.
Therefore, he's the one troubling you out there. Have you ever seen the blood of the clan? When you reach the blood of the clan, was of what? Silver? It is the devil.
The Tanya was insane when Nang. And
a person will bewitch they feel the blood of the clan is calling them back. Others before
you
take out the blood of the clan, some of you still have it. The blood of the clan is calling you. Praise Jesus. That is in the blood group. It's not the blood color. Those are groups, blood.
And those groups happen in Genesis
11. When people moved two and moved, when tongues had been confused. That's when God changed our blood groups. But what surprises most, you claim
a
specific clan, you have your blood. They can give your blood to another of another clan. Why don't your blood never connect and refuse to work? Praise Jesus. There's another thing. When we reach to get married, the one in the door clan never marries from another clan. The one of it, you can't marry another of your clan. Now they make process to marry from another clan. And they make the one from another clan and they marry from another clan. They keep shifting. That is how it is. That too is in the shrine it happens. And the demons of the other side can visit the one of these sides. Even the Bible is spoken that they have 70 colleagues of theirs. When
you
chase one, it goes for its colleagues. Now they are playing with the minds of people. Mess up, you mean manage to cease from understanding.
But on
the world of darkness. That they create the world of darkness.
The
world full of darkness, ignorance. People who are with
evil heads,
the senseless children.
That's what
and don't think they're going to do that to you. That's why in Daniel, after fighting, the demons of the Persians, the Greeks will come. They have a way they connect with each other. Now you think
plans
are different, but they know their thing, they are the same.
Tulimu Yobu esula ya kubiri.
Job chapter 2, verse 6.
Mukama n'agamba Setaani nti laba, ali mu mukono gwo.
Even for life, God accepted.
People,
and they insisted and stuck on God. Job refused. He respected
my condition.
He refused the clan thing. I will not believe you devils.
You said you were going to bury yourself.
If you don't bury me, if you want, you roast it. We brought the body from heaven and we overcome. We have unclothed this one.
What rubbish
are you speaking? You're going to bury me.
If
you bury all your dead body.
Go to the toilet.
You refuse to bury. You put it there in your compound fix. This one will come out of it. What are you talking about? I came here to be buried. I'm on the way heading home. You claim you're going to bury me? And that you've wasted your time speaking to me that. I can look at you like that. If I've not answered you, you know I've measured, you have nothing like wisdom in your head. The time you measure someone, you never speak back to them. You claim that you just go to the clan, you're not
going to
bury me? We came on earth to be buried.
They bind you in that captivity.
You're still into that system.
okyakanira bagenda kuziika
kweeyaloudayomugguluheaen
obagambirawoewaffewaate
muisekunombirinaogwamulanzireenatwala
omubiri gwayo
mulimbo
omanyi nabo bagavumenti bagenda ne bagamba abantu baffe bantu baffe naye tebatumanyi
tuli mu yobu essula eyokubiri n'olunyiriri olw'omukaaga mukama n'agamba setaani nti laba ali mu mukono gwo kyokka mulekere obulamu bwe awo setaani n'ava awali mukama n'alwaza yobu amayute amazibu okuva ku bigere bye munda okutuuka ku bwezinge bwe
setaani asobola okuleeta endwadde era nga twagala okutegeeza waliwo endwadde za bika bisatu waliwo endwadde eziva ku bunafu
bw'omubiriolwala
ssenyiga n'olwala oba omusujja
sukulya flu and malaria.
Wabawo endwadde eziva ku sitaani.
And the sicknesses from the devil.
Zetuyita endwadde z'emizimu.
Which we call sickness of demons.
Ezo ne bakuba eddagala towona.
No matter how they inject you never get healed.
Tumala kuziggwa bana ba malaika
b'omuliro. With the angels of fire.
Malaika abaduni ab'enjagiri.
Stones of the chains.
Bamalaika ab'ebitala.
Mike of the swords.
Ezo bwetu bwe tuziwa.
That's how we win those sicknesses.
Nga tukulembeddwa mwoyo wa
Katonda. We are led by God's spirit.
Wabawo endwadde ya kufa.
And there is a sickness of death.
Eyo ne bw'oyita abadoni ne bw'oyita malayika w'oba oyina ova mu mubiri
baaba
eyo yo tetugisabire
wekuba
kuteesa 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 ne mukama
musajja
mu ngeri
yakaseera
ogenda olaba wange owonye
kati
endwadde ezo ez'emirundi esatu manya
bw'onaazijjanjaba
endwadde ez'obunafu
bw'omubiri
tuzijjanjaba n'eddagala lyonna eriwo ku
nsi
naye bwe zidda nti ndwadde za
sitaaniawo
nga tuyingira mu kuyita bamalayika n'omwoyo
omutukuvu
bweba ndwadde yakufa
nga
tugamba teekateeka
amaka
oba mukama mu ngeri
y'okukaddaeyeetereza
bibaamu okuteesa
ezo zendwadde
eziri mu
byawandiikwa
ebitukuvuasubira ozitegedde
bulungi
yesu yebazibwe naye nga tuwulidde sitaani ne bwakutiisa ekyokujja omwoyo gwe mubiri
nedakubibikanula
kanunamusabo
nakanukaomuzibunebukanuka gutya
ugamba olimba tosobola kunzijja mu mubiri
nga si katonda yagamba
bayibuli ekwogerako mu matayo kumi oyinza okutta omubiri naye omwoyo tosobola kunkwatako
gwe
olwala kukasembayo naye ngaokyamugamba tosobola kunzijja mu mubiri
gwe
omutwe mbu gunnumye ennyo kimanyi nva mu mubiri olimasibaamu katonda agambye nveemu
told me to get out
akaana ne bwe kalwala kukasembayo katonda nga nakugamba nti akagenda ogamba nedda
ogambye
osaaga oba kafudde maaso gali kungulu gomanyi katonda bwobanga gwotuusiza ajagenda naye bw'abanga sitaani
alia
omanyi bw'aba aleeta ebirwadde
byeakangakanga
nnyo
obulwadde
ne buyimuka mangubulinyalevo
nnyoali
kubunkeagenda n'ali kakuba entiisa mu mwoyo gwokuli
ogw'obulimba
notya agenda mukiro
kyaleeroninga
obulwadde alya sitaani
akutiisa
lwakituk kukolako mu 2008
Lucifer. And she fainted. She woke up. And she sweated a second time.
Yeah.
Part time she fell down. She was no more breathing. And they had told us you are not supposed to pray.
Jesus
had already told us with his
spirit.
If it happens, don't cry. And we began to strengthen ourselves. We were looking like that.
Mama,
the mother, we are sitting there. We don't understand. Electricity went off. We have nothing like a candle. We lighted a charcoal stove. We put on paper and it has to have light. They finished.
After,
they told us not to cry.
They told us.
We have to be strengthened. Let's be strong. We wait on our dead body. They will saw us attack in the house.
For demon,
tell upon the child with much strength.
You know,
and she was just
3.5 years.
But to capture a 3.5 year old child,
very
she froze you all. We would have been better, but they knew this one is God. We kept silent in the house.
The
voice of God in that moment is very low. Very low. You waited. Calm down. Nothing much. But you see, there's something much that happened. But to learn to humble in that moment. Don't open the house. Don't tell people. My God. What was there?
Yeah,
I kept saying. The eyes crossed.
Not
cold.
What
do you mean, Holy Spirit? This we need to tell people. We don't need to tell people. There's nothing much.
That's why
when you call me and there's a big problem, and you hear me laugh. Many times I'm used to that.
Why
are you speaking the hard thing? How dare you laugh about it? You are just joking about my situation.
For
if I flow with your flow, we can't do anything right. And now we begin to heat up ourselves. Then we go get more problems.
Why no good is that?
Here, now you know. Pray for water there. But the people are tied like that. Pour water.
It's not work.
He's given us scriptures.
John 19:30.
Out of the dream come water and blood.
He gave
us first John.
Okay.
The scriptures are flowing in the Holy
Spirit.
We read them well. But with your power, what? We have to pull the
tooth.
Wife is pouring, I'm pouring water. It never worked that moment. He said it works. How does it work?
If you don't even breath
anything and you claim it works. It works how? I work where you don't see. I say, what?
But when you see a
little trick of manner, you see a person is praying. The one we are praying for is rather praying out there. And they're jumping. I see that he's living.
That's
what I told her. You blow air within her.
Blow
in the mouth.
It's
the seventh time I'm with the dead body. I fast eat from the mother. I wanted to tell you this, brethren, that you get empowered, strengthened, be courageous. The devil captured their brain to think that he has much he can do. The
seventh
time we saw the child kicking the feet, in the morning he was very well and no more praying. Those ones have God in their bags. They have these are pockets and the God is in there. For in the house was nothing in there. Things like that
stable.
That's why I see it's very easy. Sometimes it's what gets to be hard for me. If I take
note
to understand it, how does it, I want to handle it how? What you see hard is what gets to be easy, my side. I know if it's hard. Or to me it's fake. It's remained
unto
me. As if I see it's left it to me.
He
still wants to see what I'm going to do about it.
I'm
still searching out
what to do.
But what's extremely hard?
Impossible thing is for God.
What is impossible is for God.
Amen.
What is impossible is of God.
It
is what is ours. It just bears our weakness, what we can't handle. And the other ones I see have a starting point. Those are for God.
Even
if you call me, I know those are for God. But this is what school children, I hear them. I see those are mine. I have to look for a way I'll sort it. A person is sick of headache.
I'm not going to be able to get a job.
I want so much hard things. I know that they are for God. I want the heart which are for God. And I give it back to him.
Yes.
Amen.
Now, brethren, what concerns this fallen angels? That's how they captured plans. And they put in place deception and lies.
When
they refused to hold on their totem, but when you insist and refuse, most of you, your totem can eat them. What did they do to you? That you can eat it. The frog. If you know how to cut it well,
you
get out the poison. But when you cook the whole of it, it's poisonous. It can cause you unclog the body.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But things are like that. According to Zachariah
3,
they always gather to the city of God. Fallen angels used to go and come back.
The
beginning of Eddie is where they were chased from heaven. The birth of the Lord Jesus. The death and resurrection. And when he moved up to heaven, they were totally chased from there. And one of the numbers among them
yabamalayika abaagwe yasibibwa.
Fallen angels was in prison.
Ne wajjawo obunafu.
And they came weakness.
Bw'emizimu gy'ebika.
Of demons of the clans.
Era okuva Eddie lwe yatandika.
Ever since Eddie began.
Waliwo ekyama ekyabaawo mu nsi.
There's a mystery happening on earth.
Ensi yalimu obulogo obukambwe.
The world witchcraft which is wild came in it in the BC.
Gugenda mu Bungereza bajja
ku. Go in England they will tell you.
Kati abasinga ku baaliyo bakolera mu biro ebyo baabasibaanabapyapya
tebalinabaali
nnyo bakanyama nnyo
mufune
ku adventures film ezebyafaayo bya Bungereza baabeerangamu nga batambulira
Wizards will change the time. They will start life with fallen angels. Children will be born dedicated deep into the things of the world. They are born
and they are
wizards. They look at you and they fall.
Most
angels were put in the pits with the devil. Weakness came in. That is why you see there is a weakness in the sorcerers. They are trying to gather power again.
You
see them false prophets and
apostles.
It brings back the power to throw people. But before wizards are the ones who added that, he sends a spell to you and you have fallen down.
Now,
most we have
captured, and people
never realize what happened. How did their power reduce?
Others,
they got lost. Where did they go? Praise the Lord, brethren. I have my father. He was a teacher in the Church of the Catholics. But he was moving with the missionaries. I think they reached wanted to visit the crater lakes. When they reached the crater lakes, he saw there was a snake there, and he beat it. When he beat it, many snakes arose from the crater lake. The missionary asked him, "Why have you killed it?" He told him, "You have not done that." They saw snakes around them. Now the missionary spoke some words and the snakes disappeared. Missionaries never came in the things of God. Most of them were wizards still. They came from England, Europe.
You
don't know how that happened. Those nations do never know what happened. For Jezebel,
the
secret of binding the devil and the fallen angels.
And they don't show his
imprisonment. Many years
have been,
most don't prove the devil he was imprisoned. For he get and got the glory of Jezebel. Appearing in the stars
and
the ocean. Jezebel appears without telling them the devil was bound. And to tell them
the
group of the strong fallen angels are imprisoned.
It's
what weakened the powers of darkness. The junior angels, fallen angels, don't know that.
Junior
fallen angels. You know, in your kingdom, they fight so much.
The Illuminati.
Now they never told me. The major knows. The drugs were captured and imprisoned. What is out there? I think it's handled more tomorrow. For here we need to emphasize more.
Come on,
God bless you.
Amen.